Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, thank goodness that the forecast isn't changing, you know, for the races. Hold on, let me just pull that up real quick. Yeah, so Friday, tomorrow we got a problem with the rain, but they say that's in the morning. And then Friday, clear, 65 is the high. Saturday, 72.
Warm and dry this weekend, right?
Yeah, Sunday, 75, partly sunny. No, I mean, just the slightest chance of rain. So I think they're in the clear for all the people who are coming to Richmond for the races. That's very good news.
Mix of sun and clouds, 75 on Easter Sunday. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful thing that is.
That'd be very nice.
Yep.
Whether you're doing the races, or you're going to church, you're going to
or
family
both.
Lunch, or both. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Gary. Appreciate it. It's 8:06 on this Wednesday morning. It is the 27th day of March, 2024. I'm John Reed, and we are glad you're with us here on News Radio WRVA. So I think, am I right about this? The first Flying Squirrels game is coming up on, is it April 9th? Is that right? That's Alonzo's birthday. I think that's why I remember seeing that the first game is April 9th. Somebody's going to be mad at me if I've said the wrong name on the radio, the wrong date on the radio, but producer Dan is frantically looking. So that is opening night, and it's a sellout traditionally at the current Diamond ballpark here in Richmond where the Flying Squirrels play. And, you know, the team has done everything they can to make themselves a part of the community. I mean, I'm very impressed. When they first announced they were going to be called the Flying Squirrels, I was like, what the heck is this all about? And over the years, I have to concede, they have done it the right way. They are participating in lots of events, and, you know, and the team has done well for a lot of those years. But for the last couple of years, there's been this push for a new stadium, over a decade, right? A new stadium was necessary because apparently the Diamond is kind of falling apart, just doesn't meet the standards that are expected for a big minor league team. And this week, we are seeing the first artist rendering of the potential new stadium, a 10,000-seat stadium, to be built near where the current stadium is. And Jonathan Spires is a reporter for the Richmond Biz Sense. And I'm looking at your story from yesterday, Jonathan. Something that strikes me about the artist's rendering is it's just kind of generic. Is this truly what they plan this to look like? Or is this just to get people excited and get them going? Is this a done deal? And good morning to you.
Good morning. It's not a done deal. This is kind of the first look at what will probably be fine-tuned over some more time, but this is essentially the result of what's been about a year's worth of work of kind of coming up with a specific design. There's been designs that were thrown out when the different development teams were vying for the project, you know, ideas of what they thought could work. But this is more tailored to what the Flying Squirrels are requesting, mm-hmm. what the development teams have determined would work in the market. So yeah, this is really kind of the first look at what ultimately is kind of the ground, you know, the baseline, if you will, for mm-hmm. for the new stadium. And it has gotten some mixed reviews. Some people say it looks generic. Others say it looks similar to other similar venues for this type of team. Mm-hmm. And there was more to show than what we were able to fit in our story. Mm-hmm. But we tried to show the highlights, and it definitely is something to look at.
Yeah, you know, I mean, not that anybody cares about my personal opinion about architecture. This just seems like another kind of missed opportunity for something that is unique to Richmond, other than just going to see the team play. It looks pretty generic to me. I don't hate it, but that is interesting that I'm not the first one you've heard say, well, it's just kind of it. I mean, it's fine. 10,000 seats. There was a back and forth about what the capacity should be.
That's right, and it's worth saying that there's also been some changes with the over the course of the design process. One of them was the capacity issue. Mm-hmm. When the entire Diamond District project was approved, the original plan was for a 10,000 capacity stadium that was said to be 8,000 seats with about 2,000 standing room capacity. This latest document specifically says 10,000 seats. So, you know, we'll take it for what it says. Mm-hmm. At one time during the planning process, they had reduced the capacity down to 9,000. And my understanding is that the reasons for these types of fluctuations is because of budget challenges and, you know, the cost challenges over the course of the planning process and the project. And a lot of what may end up being in the final design might be determined due to the budget. Now, of course, yeah. The Flying Squirrels recently have worked out some additional funding with the city of Richmond and the EDA specifically, providing some more funding to go toward the design. But it's been a moving thing. And some of that movement has also included the actual designers behind the project. There was a specific design team that was approved with the Diamond District development team. And in recent months, there was a change to a different architecture firm team and basically putting the stadium design in the hands of the Flying Squirrels, allowing them to essentially take control of the design and development of the new stadium, and the rest of the Diamond District development will remain under the previous team. So that's kind of a late inning change as well that surely impacted some of this.
Yeah. I'm looking through your story, and I don't see April mentioned in it. So someplace in my head, I feel like somebody told me, maybe it was on one of the interviews I've done, that they were hoping to break ground, what, this April? Is that even possible, or am I making that up?
I feel like I've heard that myself. Okay. I don't know that I've reported it to spare myself, but I have heard that as a goal. It seems unlikely. Obviously, there's things that still need to be put into place in terms of construction getting going. But I do know that they're trying to get going as soon as possible. Obviously, the stadium needs to be built by, they're aiming, the goal right now is for opening day of 2026. And in order to meet that goal, they need to get under construction at least 18 months prior to. So one would think at least no later by this fall. But I know that they're shooting for earlier than that.
And help me understand the physical location of this. If for all of us who were Richmonders who know the Diamond, which was built on the same spot where the old Parker Field was, I think the field's the same, if I remember correctly, right? The Diamond was built around the old field. They tore it down. They put this one up super fast. Is this stadium the same footprint?
Almost. It's exactly south of the Diamond. So it's in the southwest corner of the 67-acre Diamond District area that includes all that city-owned land around the Diamond. Mm-hmm. And it's directly south of the existing Diamond along Arthur Ashe Boulevard, right next to the train track crossing. So, the reason that site was selected was to allow the new stadium to get under construction without closing down the Diamond and having a lull where the Flying Squirrels wouldn't be able to play ball.
Right.
This will allow them to continue to play until their new stadium is complete.
Yeah. Kind of like what the Yankees did up in New York. They built the new Yankee Stadium right across the street from the old Yankee Stadium to make sure that, and that, you know, that's big money. All right, so here's the cynic in me. Are they going to be able to work a deal here? I mean, the interest rates are up. I've heard from other friends of mine who are in this business, not baseball business, but in the construction business, that the rise in interest rates has screwed everything up for plans that were made back in 2022, 2023, screwed everything up, and then it's just pushed stuff off for 24, 36 months. Do we know whether they can work a deal here?
That's really the big million-dollar question that remains to be seen. I mean, in terms of a deal, are you referring to?
Well, just can everything come together? Is there a way to finance this? Is there a way to get the different parties that have a stake in this together to say, yeah, this makes financial sense? Or, you know, in the back of my mind, again, this is the cynic in me, they float these pictures out there to try to get some more attention and hold everybody off. But if you talk to them off the record, they're like, oh, man, this is messed up. We're not sure if we're going to be able to pull it off.
Gotcha. Well, to be fair, you know, these pictures went public yesterday at our doing.
Right.
We were aware that these designs had been submitted to the city, and therefore they became, you know, public documents that we could request. But this isn't something that was pushed out by the development team or the Flying Squirrels. In fact, you know, it's been, you know, noted that this is an ongoing process. These aren't the final prettiest pictures, but they do, again, give a glimpse of what's to come. And from what I understand, you know, talking with different parties and just in the course of our reporting, it sounds like there is a lot of optimism that everything is going to fall into place. It takes time. It's taking longer than some people think it needs to. But at the same time, they apparently are still within the window of being able to deliver by 2026. Mm-hmm. And it a lot of things kind of have to happen incrementally, but then also all at once. There's the financing authority, and there's the first phase of the mixed-use development that needs to be developed to support to pay off the bonds for the stadium specifically. So a lot of moving parts, but apparently they are kind of going in the same direction.
And there's general support from the city. I mean, again, I don't want to be unfair to LeVar Stoney. I honestly, in all fairness to him, not a fan, but what's he supposed to do in this situation? To be completely fair, I just don't know what he's supposed to do. Is anybody talking about that? Is there the political, if he was a deal maker, could he get everybody in the room and say, all right, guys, by the time we leave, we're going to have this all signed, sealed, and delivered? Or is that, you know, that's a movie script and that's not the real situation?
Well, I think the political support has been there. I think the city showed that, and Mayor Stoney and City Council showed that when they agreed to this Diamond District deal with the RVA Diamond Partners team.
Okay.
And there also has been some deal making apparently behind the scenes ever since. And in fact, that additional funding boost I referenced to help. That came from the city EDA to help the Flying Squirrels put some more into the design and the development of the stadium specifically, apparently was a, from what I understand, a type of deal that was reached where there was a little bit of deal making needing to be done, if you get me. So
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. So it seems like everyone is trying to make this happen, and that Mayor Stoney's administration is doing everything they can to support it.
All right. Well, this, you know, I'm not a big LeVar Stoney fan, but I am a fan of having this project conclude successfully for all of us. And I'm really hoping that this is going to work out. And I appreciate the fact that you're on top of it. You got us these pictures. Jonathan Spires from the Richmond BizSense paper. Go online and check it out. I think it's interesting. Thanks, Jonathan.
Certainly. Thanks, John.
Yeah. All right. So I'm glad I'm not the only one. I hate to be negative. But it does look kind of generic to me. It's fine, you know, it's fine. Nothing wrong with it, I guess. But there's nothing about this where you would go to the stadium or you would sit down and say, this is Richmond. Man, this is amazing. This is, I'm so excited to be in Richmond. You know, it's just kind of like, okay, well, hope it's a good game. 818, we're back with more in a moment on News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.